Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Irish Water says it will re-establish a left-hand turn from Paddy Hart Road into the Pierce Road in Letterkenny next month. New Cahirlochs and Las Cahirlochs have been elected today for the municipal districts of Letterkenny, Milford, Lifford, Stranorlar, Glenties and Donegal. While a new council term begins in earnest, there are further calls on Donegal County Council to consider the idea of streaming meetings live. And Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has asked Minister Richard Britton to cease the granting of prospecting licences now and into the future. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first to news, Irish Water says it will re-establish a left-hand turn from Paddy Hart Road into the Pierce Road in Letterkenny next month. Businesses in the town yesterday said they were at their wits' end as a result of the ongoing roadworks, with a 30% downturn being reported. Irish Water met with councillors from the Letterkenny Municipal District this morning and outlined some traffic management measures which are to be implemented. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement this afternoon, Irish Water says it will re-establish a left-hand turn from Paddy Hart Road onto the Pierce Road in mid-July, facilitating two-way traffic. Meanwhile, works on the sewer upgrade will be extended to Saturdays. Irish Water says it's committed to working with Gardaí to facilitate the free movement of traffic around Letterkenny. It's also been confirmed that work will cease on the project for the duration of the Donegal International Rally and also on the weekend of July 12th, which is traditionally a very busy one in Letterkenny and its environs. In conclusion, Irish Water says it's committed to continuing to work with all stakeholders to ensure the successful delivery of this essential upgrade.
The municipal districts of Milford, Letterkenny, Lifford, Stranorlar, Glenties and Donegal held their AGMs today and elected new chairs and vice chairs for the coming year. Councillor John O'Donnell has been elected Cahirlock of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. He replaces fellow independent councillor Ian McGarvey as mayor for this coming year and will be joined by fellow independent councillor Kevin Bradley. Councillor O'Donnell is looking forward to the year ahead.
It's a cherry on the bun, I suppose, just to be elected now as mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. I'm absolutely honoured to take up this role and to represent the electorate of the Letterkenny, Milford area and Donegal as a whole for the incoming 12 months. So again, as you said, been topping the poll and everything. It's just been a real roller coaster over the last few weeks, Catherine.
Are you concerned that maybe, you know, your duties for the year ahead may be confined more so to Letterkenny than Milford? Are you concerned that maybe those duties might hamper your efforts to do other things in Kilmacrenan and so on?
Not at all, no. I think that my duties here in the Letterkenny area, I'll be well able to attend them and to attend any functions or events I'm invited to, but also I won't be neglecting the Milford electorate at all. If anything, I hope to maybe make more of a presence for the Milford electorate and maybe include them to create more functions and events over the next 12 months down there and support different groups and organisations and put them more on the Donegal stage to make them better known and stuff like that and to help and support them going forward.
Independent councillor Frank McBurty has taken the chair in the newly named Lifford Stranorlar Municipal District, with Sinn Féin councillor Gary Doherty elected Las Cahirlock. Councillor McBurty says one of his top priorities during his term in the chair is to explore the full tourism potential of East Donegal.
I feel that East Donegal has a lot more to offer tourism-wise. I think that the council as a body have not reflected that, and I think that we as six members will push that going forward over the next year and the next 5 years as well.
And this is a closely knit group of councillors, so this is something that is important for yourself now as well.
The councillors in the Stranorlar Municipal District have shown that they work very well together, and the MD itself. I think the model of MDs have shown that it's a lot easier to do work on a daily basis, and that's down to the staff as well. Without having a good team behind us, I don't think we'd be able to do as much work as we are doing.
While in the Glenties Municipal District, Sinn Féin councillor John Hamish O'Farrell has been returned as Cahirlock and newly elected Fianna Fáil councillor Noreen McGarvey as Las Cahirlock. Councillor O'Farrell says while he is honoured to take the position, a huge challenge lies ahead.
I know it's a power sharing agreement over the next 5 years, and I'm delighted to have been selected here today. It's a great honour, like I said, but it's a huge challenge for me as well as chairman of the municipal district. We have three new councillors, and the outgoing councillors, and O'Crowshy, Seamus O'Donnell and Terence Louie have done fantastic work for their communities over the last 5 or maybe more years. Councillor Louie's there for the last 20 years. We're trying to do our best to harmonise the Glenty selected area. And the last 5 years we worked well together as the six councillors that were there in delivering projects and putting forward projects in relation to funding roads and the Ascend project in Errigal, which will benefit the community immensely in the years to come. So the island community as well, we cover a lot of islands here, and we'll be having our next meeting in July in Ishbofin, which I'm delighted that we will be attending. And it's great that we get to the islands once a year to show what's happening to the projects on the island and stuff like that. So it's important that the island community is well represented by Donegal County Council as well.
And Sinn Féin Councillor Noel Jordan has been elected as Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District, with his newly elected party colleague Michael McMahon elected last Cathaoirleach. Councillor Jordan says the Donegal MG has six councillors from right across the district, each of whom is committed to working together.
I'm delighted to be selected as a Cathaoirleach of Donegal MD. It's exciting times ahead. There's huge announcements made for a new primary care centre, probably the biggest of its size in South Donegal, granted planning permission last week. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of projects off the ground. For us, it's Denver Road, the second phase. Also, new footpaths on the Ballyshannon and the Rasnoula Road, and a very important piece of infrastructure, footpath from Donegal Town to Killamarge Church, and a number of housing projects too. So it's exciting. It can be challenging too.
You're into your second term of council now. Joining you in council this term is Councillor Mick McMahon from Bundoran. He's Las Cathaoirleach. It's going to be interesting for him to be Las Cathaoirleach on his first term as a county councillor.
I'm delighted for Mickey too, because I know he'll fulfil that role very well. Councillor Sweeney's new to us as well, but I can see us working well as a unit. Our last MD worked very well together. The seats this time seems to be more geographically spread, and every one of them are passionate about their own area, but also they have the belief of working together for the betterment of the whole MD from Bundoran to Glen.
Meanwhile, as a new council term begins in earnest, there are further calls on Donegal County Council to consider the idea of streaming meetings live. The neighbouring council in Derry and Strabane already use this technology, and people in that area can see the debates live on their computer. Councillor Micheál Colmagill-Osbourg believes the move would be in the best interest of transparency and community involvement. He's also urging the public to get on board with the idea.
I think it'd be a great way of the public to hear the politics, to hear the work that goes on within the council. So I would be calling on the public to contact your local councillors, ask them would they support this, and ask them to raise it at their municipal district and Lifford, as well as giving them an email about what exactly steps they've taken to try to ensure this.
People need to manage what they expect from Budget 2020. That's according to a leading economist who's warned spending demands in the budget could put the public finances at risk. The government has been given a number of warnings by economists against a giveaway budget. But given this is likely the last budget before a general election, DCU economics professor Edgar Morgenroth thinks people need to demand change.
I think people themselves need to perhaps moderate a little bit what they expect or can expect from budgets. There seems to be an expectation that every budget always will give something away. In most countries, it's the exact opposite. And maybe we need to moderate what we are thinking we're going to get out of the next budget.
Funding for the Riverine project has been officially granted. As expected, almost €9 million has been confirmed to progress the project, which will see the construction of a 30-acre cross-border park on the banks of the Foyle between Strabane and Lifford. Funding has come through Piece 4, with match funding from both governments. Donegal County Council is lead partner in the project, with Rural Development Minister Michael Ring pledging that the Irish government will work with all parties to ensure delivery of this essential shared space. Environment Minister Richard Bruton has told the Dáil that mineral prospecting and mining are carried out under very strict rules and regulations which have been set out by the House and that cannot be changed. He was responding to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who asked Mr Bruton to cease the granting of prospecting licences now and into the future. Deputy Pringle told TDs that the withdrawal by Great Glen Resources of their prospecting application in Glenfinn following a large public meeting in the area is significant and should not be ignored. He claimed the current legislation favours the mining companies over the wishes of local communities.
Legislation is extremely weak with regards to consulting local communities, and current legislation regulating mining practices in Ireland does not sufficiently provide for proper consultation with communities from the very beginning. All the local community in Glenfinn saw was a notice in the local papers saying that they had 2 weeks to lodge objections. That's not consultation, and that only generates more further distrust and brings us to where we are today. I also believe, even with economic lenses on, mining in Ireland does not offer the best value for money, creating a marginal number of jobs, of course inflated by this government, which continues to advertise Ireland at international events as a destination for extractive industries. So, Minister, your government goes out and actively pursues the miners and the mining companies. When are you going to actually protect the communities that you're imposing this mining on?
Minister, I'd like to assure the Deputy that there is no question of government imposing. These are applications that are done on the basis of legislation that has been passed by this House. The House sets out the requirements in relation to applications, public notice, objections, evaluation of objections, environmental impact assessments. We have set the rules under which licences are issued. They require those who are looking to prospect and move beyond that to actually drill to meet very, very high standards. There is no attempt by government to impose on communities. This is done under legislative provisions that we in this House have decided upon.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Check out the great range of Father's Day gift ideas for your dad in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and Tyrone's Ciar McCann has been handed a proposed two-match ban for the incident last weekend's Ulster semi-final defeat to Donegal. McCann made contact with the mouth of Stephen McMenamin and also appeared to stamp on the Donegal player. The CCCC reviewed the television pictures this week and have hit the Tyrone wing-back with a two-game punishment. McCann does have the right to appeal the proposed suspension. Well, fixtures this weekend involving North West sides. The Ulster Ladies Senior Football Championship semi-final is taking centre stage tomorrow evening, Saturday. Donegal play Cavan. That's at Killyclare. Starts at 7 o'clock. The winner of that game will go through to play Armagh in the semi-final on the last Sunday in June. While the Regional Under-20 GA Football League will see the final tomorrow afternoon played in Mohill. It's Sligo against Tyrone for the Philly McGuinness Cup. It starts at 3 o'clock. While the three North West counties, Donegal, Tyrone and Derry, are all involved in respective under 17 hurling Celtic Challenge quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon as well. Plus, there is a full programme of games in the Donegal All County League, with matches being played mainly on Sunday, but there is a handful of games on Saturday. Plus, tonight in Division 3, Neave Columkill are taking on Neave Breed. Our feature game on Sunday afternoon is going to be St Union's against Gweedor in Division 1. Finn Harps are on the road tonight playing St Patrick's Athletic in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland at Richmond Park. That's a fixture that we will have live updates from tonight. Kicks off 7:45 and the call will be in Dublin for Highland Radio this evening. Keelan McAleer and Sean Boyd return, but Mark Coyle is suspended for the game after a recent disappointing run of results, and with a 2 week break set to come, Ollie Horgan is hoping to get something out of tonight's tie.
It's relentless, and the players are finding it tough. That's what the division is like. You know, it'll be two games a week for quite a long spell. And but look, you know, we'll take a cut off, see where it gets us. But it will be difficult. And you know, the last thing we want to do is concede early. And I don't think anyone has a problem if we get beaten by a wonder goal and that. But that hasn't been the case in the last number of weeks. We have gifted teams goals, and you know, even the likes of Dundalk last weekend, we played quite well, Kenny, and we created a lot more chances again. against them than we normally would. But we nearly handed them the game to a certain degree, and they never had to come out of second gear to go and beat us. And that was probably disappointing. You know, I'm not saying we'd have turned Dundalk over by any means, but they never really had to come out and go at us as they had to do against us early in the season.
Elsewhere tonight, the Premier Division, Sligo Rovers entertain Cork City. Remelton's Kyle Callum McFadden is suspended for the bitter red, and Ballybuffet's Johnny Dunleavy is on the injury doubt list. While at Dalymount Park, Shamrock Rovers will search for a first win in over 2 years against their old rivals Bohemians. A win for Stephen Bradley's side would move them to within 2 points of leaders Dundalk. No league game tonight for Derry City, but they are playing a friendly match against Irish League side Cliftonville. That one kicks off at the Brandywell tonight at 7 o'clock. In the Kennedy Cup Shield semi-final earlier today, Donegal defeated Inishowen by 2-0 to book their place in the final of the Shield. That will be against Dundalk tomorrow Saturday, kicking off at 11 a.m. Donegal's scorers were Luke Park and Max Johnston earlier today. The big story cross-channel soccer-wise, Maurizio Sarri is due to be confirmed as the new head coach at Juventus within the next 24 hours. Chelsea have reportedly agreed a £5 million compensation deal to allow the Italian to leave after just one season at Stamford Bridge. Sarri guided Chelsea to the Europa League and helped the side finish third in the Premier League. Derby manager Frank Lampard is now the favourite to succeed Sarri at Stamford Bridge. To golf, overnight leader Justin Rose is one of the early starters on day two of the US Open. He now shares the lead on 6 under par with Chezon Hadley. Tiger Woods has moved to 2 under 4 off the pace. Rory McIlroy will look to build on his 3 under par opening round when he tees off just after 9:30 Irish time tonight. Graham McDowell goes out just before 10 p.m. from 2 under, while Shane Lowry will have plenty to do to make the cut at Pebble Beach as he begins the day from 4 over par. In boxing, it was confirmed earlier this week that Jason Quigley will defend his NABF middleweight title against Toronio Johnston at the Fantasy Springs Resort and Casino on July 18th with a pro record of 20 wins, 2 defeats and 1 draw. Johnston on paper will be the toughest opponent to date for Quigley. Jason has battled back from a serious hand injury and feels a win next month will set him on his way to a world title shot.
Thing now with this fight now, it's going to get me right back up to where I was again just before my injury, and getting into that ring now against this lad with my belt on the line and everything like that. We have a plan and we have a path laid out now to a world title fight, and obviously Canelo Alvarez is the world champion now at the minute, and that's whoever I set on. But you know, it's always nice to have a goal, it's always nice to have a plan, and a few more fights and we're going to fight Canelo Alvarez. But who's to say that he's going to still be the champion when my time comes? If I get through the next 2 or 3 fights, you know what I mean? And if he gets through his next 2 or 3 fights, we have to keep our eye on the ball. We have to take it one fight at a time.
And you can hear more from Jason Quigley on his next fight and, of course, trying to get into world title contention on Saturday Sport tomorrow on the programme. Let's go to cricket. There's games Saturday and Sunday. Here's our preview with Eamon McLaughlin.
Cup and league action dominates this weekend's North West cricket. On Sunday, two North West sides still in the Irish Senior Cup are playing. Brady are at home to Phoenix. That will be our featured game, while Strabane make a journey to Dublin to take on Leinster. Also on Sunday, one of the rearranged Bank of Ireland Senior Cup quarterfinals is down for decision, where Dunamana have Brigade as their visitors. The other two cups quarterfinals postponed from last week will take place on Sunday the 23rd of June. On Saturday there's a full league programme. Eglinton take on Leaders Brigade, Corrien play Glendermot, Strabane welcome Dunamana to the home, while Ballyspallin host Brady. St Johnson are also at home on Saturday, two new buildings.
Eamon McLaughlin there. Other cricket news, the North West Warriors have named a strong squad for next week's Test Interprovincial Championship game against the Leinster Lightning, which starts on Monday at Brady. William Porterfield, Boyd Rankin and Stuart Thompson are back from injury, and with Andrew Austin not yet ready to return, head coach Ian McGregor has just about a full strength panel to choose from this coming Monday. Finally, it's been a busy week on the bikes. First up, Joe Barr is tackling the race across America. He is closing in on the 900 mile mark, which is about 400 mile off Durango in Colorado. He still has 1,000 plus miles on the bike to go. Joe, of course, did celebrate his 60th birthday earlier this week, and by doing so, he's tackling Ram
for the third time. Elsewhere, Jason Black competed the Transatlantic Way event this week. It's a non-supported adventure cycling challenge circumnavigating Ireland. Jason completed the task in 6 days, 17 hours and 50 minutes. And the last item on the sport today is the Donegal Ultra 555, where there is around 300 competitors tackling Donegal around the Wild Atlantic Way course. It started this morning at 8 o'clock in Letterkenny. The bikes that were off first, be it the solos, the two pairs, the four or the eight crews, were all leaving Letterkenny, heading round Inishowen. Coming back this way, they've got Fannad and Knockalla and around the coast of Donegal to tackle before they head into Ardra and then come around the south of the county back in to Letterkenny tomorrow morning. Looking out the window, we're just after having an extremely heavy shower of rain. Hopefully it's not going to have too much of an impact on those that are taking part on the 555. Big numbers out. If you see them along the road, stop and give them a bit of support. And they expect the winner of the solos to be home at around, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's it, Michaela. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, cool this evening with some bright or sunny spells and scattered showers. A spell of heavy rain will move in tonight with the risk of isolated thunderstorms. Lowest temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees and light to moderate variable winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Irish Water says it will re-establish a left-hand turn from Paddy Hart Road into the Pierce Road in Letterkenny next month. The utility met with councillors from the Letterkenny Municipal District this morning and outlined some traffic management measures which are to be implemented. The municipal districts of Milford, Letterkenny, Lifford, Stranorder, Glenties and Donegal held their AGMs today and elected new chairs and vice chairs for the coming year. Councillor John O'Donnell has been elected Gahirlock of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. Independent Councillor Frank McBurty has taken the chair in the newly named Lifford, Stranorder Municipal District, while in the Glenties Municipal District, Sinn Féin Councillor John Hamish O'Farrell has been returned as Gahirlock. And Sinn Féin Councillor Noel Jordan has been elected as Gahirlock of the Donegal Municipal District. Funding for the Riverine project has been officially granted. As expected, almost €9 million has been confirmed to progress the project, which will see the construction of a 30-acre cross-border park on the banks of the Foyle between Strabane and Lifford. And Environment Minister Richard Burton has told the Dáil that mineral prospecting and mining are carried out under very strict rules and regulations which have been set out by the House and that cannot be changed. He was responding to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pring, who asked Mr. Burton to cease the granting of prospecting licences now and into the future. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuit with Colm Ferriter and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamur Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shaolin approves guilty. Tarachas Janta a Connor Nigeliga again to the four wars, Namalti, a Duriskal, Kolkhashta Nigeliga, Nigeltakta, August Nanilan, Lejakti Jir, Ernaduchlan, a winning Le Kreltrakt Nigeliga. Curran and Moore Agriacht, Ille Ere, Connor Nigeliga, Falcher, Revent Huriskal, August Kodmordan, a Malti, a Ta on, the Dullan Lek, Le Fibina, Kreltura, a Alsu, Lelin Shaktinia, Egelev, Erin Ara, Commersaja, August, Air and Realtus Fainu or Hugan will. A mask Malti Luchis and Taraskal na Afronu Muenu Tiji Kahar, Stagalor Malti Ella on Ernos Hour, a Kruhu da Olamori Nigeliga, Augusto Golianu Creeltori, a Dulgus Raktul Elight Nigeliga, Augusto Monu Udras Krelahan, the Herin, Kostia Korla Geliga Komai. Hanak Jeru Leshin Klar and Krenya, the Kaj Udras Nigeltakta and Chakton. La hokaj a raktal randux choranta atalonihe eran chlahan lia eduskart chondigunanal le la scola satil ibre de galti scola chronia and chlahan lia ejanta le hudras negelter to August Junior Achievement Ireland. Carter Torres foiled on the dalti harter ashina ard technoliacta randux choranta le blasa oiled on a pushed spragula and oliacht technoliacht enyotorakt August Mathematic atar foil on. 1. Bonnyu and Lahar Arandox, Ain Vian Jago, Hen Eran Clahan Lea, Augustashi Mark Chanda Nicholak, the Ejernas Shunta, at this far, Diagnosach B. Chemica Erandoin, Letaragi Ergil, in Cade Cathra Sakuig Cheer, Fodfad Nicrinia, Curran and Clar and Crinia, Rang on the Oleacta, Foil Fridge Gilliga, the Galti and Rangashe, and Monskull and the Gaeltacta, August Trenal, August Takiacta, Foil the Rini, O Agriacta, Eg Sula, a hug a kuj amagojona, la sim nanalti a chahu and snahawer shina. Shin machud se illegalier slan August Bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 14th of June. The death has taken place of Seamus Carlin, formerly of Brookdale Park, Derry. Funeral from his son's home at Gortnesky, Bray Road, Burnfoot, tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11:30 in St. Columbus Church, Longtar. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Nancy Connolly, Mill Road, Glenties. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal on Sunday morning to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for 11:00 Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. Inquiries to James McGuinness, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bobby McBride, Figgart, Rafoe. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10:30 for 11:00 Mass in St. Enan's Church, Rafoe, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Hematology Unit and Intensive Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital. Care of Ernie Gibson, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of John McCloskey, Darney, Brooklis, Donegal. His remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Ardra, until 8:00 this evening, followed by removal to his residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11 in the Church of St. Joseph and St. Connell, Brooklis, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The house is private, please. The death has taken place of Elvis Moore, Devlin Moore, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral service in Christ the Redeemer Church, Rosnakill, on Sunday afternoon at 2:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining burial ground. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Maura Kennedy, Sheil, Calla, Drumarda, Letterkenny, formerly of Chaffpool, Tubbercurry, County Sligo. Her remains are reposing at her home, with rosary at 9 p.m. Removal tomorrow to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for funeral mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. House strictly private, please, after 9:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Scleroderma Society. The death has taken place of Ruby Scanlon, née Hepburn, Kilross, Stranorler. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral from her residence tomorrow for service at 12 noon in St. Enan's Cathedral, Rafoe, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Margaret Haughey, née Mullen, 35, Ashgrove Park, Strabane, formerly of Church View, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Millmount, at 10:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at his residence of Cornelius Martin, Bunnington, Glenvar. Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar, at 11:00 tomorrow, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. And the death has taken place of Hilary Moore, the Glebe, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for service in Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, at 3:00, with burial afterwards in Gortley Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to care of the aged, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral.